We've spent all week looking over the edge, exploring what would happen if we did fall off the cliff. Tax hikes, program cuts, layoffs. Pretty bad stuff. And the political fallout would be just as dire for someone. We're just not sure who.
This is all your fault, you.
Or which party.
You know who's to blame for this?
Better get ready for an epic round of the blame game.
That's right. You're wrong.
Somebody's got to point the finger at someone. Democratic strategist and WBZ political analyst Marianne Marsh.
The American people will point it at the Republicans. Look at the polls. Overwhelmingly already, they're blaming the Republicans. If the country goes off the fiscal cliff, it's the Republicans' fault. And I can promise you that President Obama would rather go off the cliff than take a bad deal. He's not going to have to take a bad deal because public opinion overwhelmingly will be against the Republicans.
WBZ Republican political analyst Gene Hartigan says not so fast.
I disagree. I think that the Democrats were doing fine until doublespeak happened. And that was when both Harry Reid and others within the Democratic Party stepped forward and said, we need to get the tax increases, not revenue, tax increases, that's what they are, before the end of the year, and then we'll look at entitlements down the road. Until we start looking at how much money we're spending as a nation, we cannot get anything under control. And so I think the Republicans do have some leverage, and that is that they have to hold the president's feet to the fire to lead and to walk away from this with both entitlement reform and new taxes.
Of course, we won't know until and unless that happens. But Americans will demand an explanation, and you can already hear the excuses.
I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My tush didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locust. It wasn't my fault. I ran a car.
We've got 1 month to find out. Joe Matthew, WBZ News Radio, 1030.